啊，今天下午啊，跟大家一起来学习侍奉的危机与转机。
So this afternoon, I would like to share with you the topic opportunity in crisis and servitude. 啊，
一个人离世哦，有三句话非常有力量，会让家属得到安慰。
When a person departs from this world, there are three words that are very comforting to their family.
啊，第一句话，他休息了世上的劳苦。
First, that he has rested from the labor of this world.
这个表示他到更好的地方去。
This means that he has gone to a better place.
啊，那就是天国。
And that is heaven.
啊，第二句话，做工的果效也随着他。
And the second phrase is the fruit of the labor of his work will go with him.
也就是说，哦，有一个永存的价值啊，会跟着他到天国。
That is that there is this everlasting value that will go with him to heaven.
那第三句话，主再来，他要再复活。
And the third phrase is that when Jesus comes again, he will once again resurrect.
我们有个盼望，可以在主里面再相见。
And there is this hope that we will meet each other once again in Jesus Christ.
这个就是信仰跟没有信差别的地方。
This is the difference between having faith and without faith.
如果一个人没有信仰，这三句话都没有。
If someone does not have faith, then they do not have these three phrases. 好，
那今天下午我们在查考这个侍奉哈，就是跟第二句话很有关系。
So today when we are studying servitude, it has to do with the second phrase.
就是做工的果效要随着我们。
And that is the fruit of your labor will follow you.
啊，神是公平的神。
God is very fair.
啊，神给我们每一个人都有时间、有才能、有机会。
He gives each one of us the time, the talents, and the opportunity.
那现在我们要怎么去投资
？And so, how should we invest this? 哦，
为了生活的需要，需要读书，需要上班，这都是圣经里面所肯定的。
And it is true, like in the Bible, it says that we, for our livelihood, we have to study and we have to work.
但是大家都知道，活着不是为工作。
But we know that we do not live to work.
啊，工作是为让我们活着。
But rather we work for our livelihood.
啊，因为我们才有钱来支持我们的生活。
So that we can have money to support our lives.
那活着要做什么
？So why do we live?
如果从圣经来讲，就是要侍奉。
From the Bible, it is to serve.
啊，要来服侍天上的神。
To serve a heavenly Father.
那这样啊，做工的果效就会随着我们。
And only then will the fruit of our labor follow us.
啊，所以侍奉神这是一个机会，这也是一种恩典。
So to serve God is an opportunity and also a blessing.
啊，因此我们没有办法讲说侍奉神是很大的牺牲。
And we cannot say to serve God is a great sacrifice.
啊，因为这本身呢是一个极大的恩典。
Because in itself, it is a great blessing.
神给我们有个机会来做工，然后我们做工的果效要随着存留在天上。
God has given us an opportunity to work, and the fruit of our labor will be stored in heaven.
所以圣经说，自战自轻的苦楚要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And so the Bible says that all the toil and labor in this world will become a great reward and glory in heaven.
如果比起将来天国要给我们的荣耀，
And if it is to compare to the glory that is to come,
那是我们想不出来，没有想过的。
It is something that we cannot even think of.
眼睛没有看过的。
We cannot see with our eyes.
那我们今生为神受的一切劳苦啊，都是恩典。
And so all the labor that we do for the Lord in this life, these are blessings.
所以我们对神的工作不但不要推迟，要把握。
And so we should not refuse to do the work of God, but we should take hold of the opportunity.
不是照着我们所没有的，乃是照着我们所有的。
It is not according to what we do not have, but according to what we do have.
就是我们有什么，我们就献上给神，这样就对了。
That is to say, whatever we have, we give it to God.
但是在侍奉的过程，有时候人就会遇到一些危机。
But in the process of servitude, we might encounter some crises.
那这个危机如果可以解决，我们的侍奉可以继续。
And if we are able to come to resolution for this crisis, then we can continue to serve.
会有更美好的侍奉。
And we'll have even better servitude.
因为危机的突破，就是表示我们信仰更加的成熟。
Because when we are able to have a breakthrough in our servitude, that means that our faith is growing.
但是这个危机如果没有办法突破，我们的侍奉大概就结束了。
But if we cannot have this breakthrough in our servitude, then that would be the end of our servitude.
那在圣经里面至少有三个人啊，侍奉神侍奉到最后求死。
And there are three Bible characters in their servitude where they ask for death.
我想我们大家侍奉大概还没有到求死的地步吧。
I'm sure all of us in our servitude we have not yet asked for death.
所以侍奉到求死，这个可见是危机相当大，死比活好。
And to serve to a point where you ask for death, then this is a great crisis because you'd rather die than live.
那我们就来看这个对我们的教训是什么。
And let us look into the teachings behind this.
我们看民数记十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
民数记的十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
十一章的十四节还有十五节。
Numbers chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14. I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. 15. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now if I have found favor in your sight and do not let me see my righteousness.
这里摩西这样向神祷告。
Here Moses prayed to God.
我若在你以前蒙恩求你马上就把我杀掉。
If I have found favor in your sight, please kill me.
所以把我杀掉，这是我蒙恩。
And please kill me.
这样看起来他的侍奉确实很大的危机啊。
And so there's this great crisis in his servitude.
那这个危机从哪里来？
And where does this crisis come from?
就是从十四节。
It is from verse 14.
管理百姓责任太重，我担当不了。
I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me.
那为什么管理百姓责任太重呢？
And why is this burden so heavy?
十二节。
Verse 12. Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a garden carrying a nursing child to the land which you swore to their fathers?
十三节。
Verse 13, where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, give us meat that we may eat.
神叫摩西啊，把这些百姓啊，好像小孩子一样，把他抱在怀里，然后把他带到应许之地。
And so God wanted Moses to carry these people like a child in his bosom to the land of Canaan.
所以在神看起来啊，这一群神的选民好像小孩子。
So in the sight of God, these chosen people are like children.
那什么叫小孩子？
And what are children like?
就没有办法讲理啊，讲理他也听不懂。
That means that they are unreasonable. Even if you speak reason to them, they do not understand.
如果是大人，你跟他讲你这样做很辛苦，将来会有什么好结果？
And if you say to an adult that you might labor now, but there will be a great result to come.
他会非常感谢，很认真去做。
Then they will put a lot of effort into it.
如果是小孩，他只觉得说现在这样很痛苦，我就是不要。
But for a child, they know that they are suffering right now, so they don't want to do it.
那将来怎样，他也想不出来。
And they don't know what is to come.
只是现在很痛苦，我不要，就这样而已。
But they can only focus on the now and that they are suffering.
那为什么要走旷野路呢？
So why do they need to walk in the wilderness?
为什么要进迦南嘛？
Because they wanted to enter the land of Canaan.
为什么要进迦南呢？
And why do they want to enter the land of Canaan?
你在埃及是做奴隶啊。
Because when they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
是做苦工啊。
They were doing hard labor.
没有前途啊。
They had no future.
所以天天安息太苦，叹苦。
And so they were sighing every day.
所以神才把你带出来。
That is why God delivered them out of Egypt.
那为什么在旷野要这样辛苦呢？
But why did they need to suffer in the wilderness?
就是要熬炼他们成熟。
It was to train them so that they can become more mature.
那将来到这个流奶蜜之地啊，真的可以来承受这一块地。
So that they could inherit the land flowing with milk and honey.
但是对以色列百姓来讲啊，他真的是想不通。
But for the Israelites, they could not understand this.
他只觉得现在很痛苦。
They just knew in the present that they were suffering.
天气这么热。
It was hot.
天天吃玛纳。
And every day they ate manna.
这个太没有味道了。
And it was tasteless.
他就开始埋怨了。
So they began to complain.
这个叫小孩子。
Just like a little child.
那我们家里面如果有一个小孩子天天埋怨，做父母的真的是很难过。
And if we have a little child in a family that complains all day as a parent, it is hard to bear.
为什么天天吃 cereal?
Why are we eating cereal every day?
为什么没有变化呢？
Why are there no changes?
这就很难，做当父母就很难了。
As a parent, it is very difficult.
这样的小孩子应该送到非洲去。
And you should send this child to Africa.
天天吃辣椒，浇饭。
Every day you eat chili with rice.
那回来以后，每一个都很好吃。
Then when you come back, everything is delicious.
那你讲，他听不懂啊。
But if you tell them this, they do not understand.
所以一个小孩埋怨就很难过。如果生了三个、五个，哇，这是不得了。
So it's already very hard to bear one child complaining, but if you have three or five, it's even more difficult.
那对摩西来讲，一两百万人。
And for Moses, there were 100,000 to 200,000 people.
把我杀掉，那比较舒服啊。
And so he said, I would rather die. Please kill me.
这个就是太痛苦。当一个人太痛苦的时候，死比活好。
And so because they are suffering so much, they would rather die than live.
那这个危机要怎么解决呢？
So how are they to solve this crisis?
神有答案哦，所以我们遇到困难，神一定有答案。
God has an answer. So whenever we encounter difficulties, God definitely has an answer for us.
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16. Verse 16. So the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. 17. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you, and will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone.
这特别说哈。从以色列长老中选七十个人。
Here God told Moses to choose 70 people among the elders.
那这七十个人要一起来承担责任。
And the 70 elders were to bear the burden.
所以你责任就不会太重了。
And so the burden would not be too great on Moses.
那这七十个人有一个条件。
But there was a requirement for these 70 men.
就是我要把神要把他的灵降于你的灵分给他们。
That God would put the spirit that's the same that was upon Moses on them.
就是他们要被圣灵充满。
And that is that they would to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵充满里面这个人呢、就会坚强起来。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then the inward man will be strong.
我们有两种人一个叫做外面这个肉体的人。
We have two types of men, the outward physical man.
另外一个叫里面这个人就是灵性。
And your inward man, which is your spirituality.
那有的人身体很健康。
Some people might be very healthy on the outside.
你交给他一点点责任，他推得一干二净。
But if you give them a little bit of responsibility, then they will want to deny and refuse it.
怕责任。
They are afraid of responsibility.
因为责任有压力。
Because with responsibility comes pressure.
因为这个里面的人很弱。
Because this inward man is very weak.
那这样就是要求神的灵充满。
And so you have to ask for the fullness of God's Spirit.
里面的人刚强起来。
So the inward man can be strong.
那责任就不会觉得太重。
And they will not feel that the responsibility is too much of a heavy burden.
所以这七十个人有一个条件，就是神要把灵分给他们。
And so these 70 men, they had one requirement, and that was that God would put the Spirit upon them.
那今天呢，这告诉我们，我们做圣工要用团队来侍奉。
And this tells us that today in our servitude, we must serve in a group.
有时候教会当然最难做应该是宣道跟牧养。
And sometimes in the church, the most difficult work is evangelical work and pastoral work.
因为宣道要把人带到教会不简单啊。
Because it's hard to bring people to church.
那带来又要叫他的心归向神，这也不简单啊。
And it's hard for them to turn their hearts to God once they are here.
那牧养也不简单啊。
And it's hard to pastor also.
牧养就是他的生活要改变，跟圣经一样啊。
Because to pastor, that means that they need to change their lives to be like that which is recorded in the Bible.
所以这个责任也很大。
So this is also a great responsibility.
那要怎么来把这个责任做好呢？
So how can we do a good job?
当然就是要借着祷告。
That is through prayer.
神的灵动工就觉得很轻松了。
Once the Spirit of God works, then it is very easy.
一直祷告，你如果看到有一个家庭很久没有来教会，忽然间每个礼拜都来，这个就是一片小云了。
And so when you pray, and you see a family that hasn't come to church for a long time, suddenly come every week, then this is a small cloud.
这一片小云就是大雨要降下来。
The small clouds mean that the great rain is about to come.
所以要团队大家一起同心合意祷告。
So everyone must be united in prayer.
但是有时候有的教会最难做的是总务。
But sometimes the hardest job in the church is general affairs.
因为不是教务，不是 财务的就是总务。
Because if you're not financial affairs or pastoral department, then you are the general affairs.
所以有的人不敢当总务，什么都一手包。
Because some people they're afraid to do general affairs because they have to take care of a lot of work.
如果这样的话，会变成侍奉的危机。
This will become a crisis in their servitude.
所以到最后还是要用团队来侍奉。
So in the end, you must serve as a group.
找一些灵性好的、愿意负责的，大家分工合作。
And find those who are spiritual and share the work with them.
那这样大家分一点工作，压力就不会太重。
And when you are able to share the work, then each person will not be have too much burden.
然后再加上常常祷告，被圣灵充满了，我们就有那个力量来承担责任。
And in addition to praying on a continual basis and being filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will have the strength to do the work.
这是第一个危机，就是摩西的侍奉。
And this is the first crisis in the servitude of Moses.
那第二个求死就是约拿。
The second person who asked for death was Jonah.
我们看约拿书。
Let's turn to Jonah.
约拿书。
Jonah.
在约拿书里面，约拿一共有三次求死。
In the book of Jonah, Jonah asked for death three times.
但是求了三次都没有死。
But after he asked for death three times, he did not die.
那我们知道他求死就是表示他的侍奉有危机。
So because he asked for death, we know that there is a crisis in his servitude.
好，我们现在看约拿书的第一章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 1.
第一章十一节，请读。
Verse 11, then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was great with tempest. 12, and he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea, then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that this great tempest is because of me.
约拿要逃到他斯去，因为神叫他去传警告，他不去。
And Jonah wanted to go to Tarsus because God wanted him to preach to Nineveh, but he didn't want to.
所以他就躲在床下上睡觉。
And so he was hiding under the ship and fast asleep.
现在就看是神比较强还是约拿比较强。
Here we see if God is more powerful or Jonah.
约拿真的硬到底啊。
If Jonah is stubborn to the end.
我不去就是不去。
That I will not go.
那神也有他的办法。
Then God has his ways.
神就叫大风吹。
And what should we do?
要怎么行这个风浪才会平静呢？
What should we do to calm the sea?
约拿也知道他就是原因了。
Jonah knew he was the reason.
他说你把我抬下抛在海里，海就平静了。
He told them to throw him in the sea and the sea will become calm.
我知道这个大风是因为我。
I know that this great tempest is because of me.
但是那个约拿没有悔改呢，没有说你等一下我悔改，求神赦免我，这个风浪会平静。
But Jonah did not repent. He didn't say, hold on a minute, let me repent, and the sea will become calm.
约拿硬到底，你就把我投下去，我死了没关系，风浪平静就好。
He was so stubborn to the end that he didn't mind being thrown into the sea during the storm, and as long as the waters would be calm.
但是神有办法让约拿顺服。
But God has a way for Jonah to be obedient and submissive.
所以如果我们个人的意志太强，我就是不做，神还是有办法让我们做。
And sometimes if our own will is too strong and we don't want to do something, God has a way to make us do it.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
当一丢下去，神就安排一条鱼，就把它吞下去。
So when they threw him overboard, God arranged a fish to swallow him.
约拿在鱼肚子里面三天三夜。
And Jonah was in the fish, the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
但是他没有死。
But he did not die.
为什么他不会死？
Why did he not die?
因为神不让他死。
Because God did not want him to die.
他就不会死。
And because of that, he did not die.
在鱼肚子里面三天三夜。
He was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
又冷又湿，海藻长满了全身。
It was cold and wet, and he had seaweed all over him.
一片黑暗。
It was dark.
这个真的是一种折磨。
And this is a form of torture.
那这样折磨三天这么硬的约拿就顺服了。
And after he was tortured for 3 days, this stubborn Jonah, he was willing to be submissive.
他就是他开始祷告颂赞神。
And he started to pray and praise God.
那他心里改变，神就叫鱼一吐，就把他吐到尼尼微城附近了。
And so after he was able to repent in his heart, then God told the fish to vomit it out onto dry land.
他第一个侍奉危机，借着一条鱼，借着风浪，就把它解决了。
So the first crisis in his servitude was solved through a storm and a fish.
那当尼尼微城开始悔改
，And once the city of Nineveh began to repent，
这个约拿就很不舒服。
Then Jonah was not very happy。
好，我们看第四章。
Let's look at chapter four。
约拿书第四章。
Jonah chapter four。
第二节。
Verse two. So he prayed to the Lord and said, "Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarsus, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm." Verse three. Therefore, now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
啊，这个地方啊，他看尼尼微人啊悔改。
When Jonah saw the people of Nineveh repent,
他不喜悦，就大大发怒。
He was displeased and angry.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为在第十节他们悔改，神就不把灾祸降下来。
Because in verse 10 of the previous chapter, we see that God relented from the disaster because they had turned from their ways.
所以这个约拿的侍奉是带有他自己的想法来侍奉神。
So Jonah served God with his own thoughts.
他觉得尼尼微城这么邪恶，就应该面对神的公义，把它毁掉才对。
He thought that the city of Nineveh was so evil that they should face the judgment of God and be destroyed.
那么他早就知道神的心肠很软，只要他们悔改，神一定不会降祸。
But he knew that God was a loving and merciful God, and as long as they repented, then God would not send a disaster on them.
所以当他去传警告他们悔改，神不降祸以后，约拿就不高兴。
And so once he preached to them and they repented, and God no longer sent the disaster, Jonah was not very happy.
说你把我性命取掉吧。
He said, please take my life from me.
所以有时候我们在侍奉神。
So sometimes in our servitude,
我们有自己的想法。
We have our own thoughts.
但是当神带领的路跟我们自己的想法不一样。
But when God's way is different from our own,
有时候我们就觉得不高兴。
We might be not very happy.
就觉得这样我不要再侍奉了。
And we might not want to serve anymore.
因为我的想法，我的意见没有被采纳。
Because my way, my thoughts are not being used.
那这个就是危机啊。
This is a crisis.
那这个危机，神怎么把它解决呢？
So how did God solve this crisis?
神用他本身的经验来了解神的爱。
God used his own experiences for him to understand the love of God.
在他用他了解神的爱，再来去回想尼尼微城。
And to use his understanding of God's love to think back about the city of Nineveh.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第四节，神问他说：“你这样发怒合理吗？”
Verse 4. Then the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
约拿就出到城的东外，为自己筑了一座棚，在印下要看那一城究竟是怎样。
Verse 5. So he went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city.
很热的天气啊。
It was very hot.
所以第六节。
Verse 6.
神就安排一个比麻，那就一直高起来，高过约拿，掩而遮盖他的棚。
The Lord prepared a plant and it came up over Jonah that it might be a shade for his head.
所以在夏天里面在走路的时候，有一棵树的树荫，甚至有时候我们在开车，这个红绿灯的时候，刚好一个高的建筑物的一个影子，哇，停在下面真好。
And so on a hot summer day, you want the shade from a tree while you're walking, or sometimes when you're driving, you will want the shade from a building.
然后，约拿因为这个比麻大大的喜乐。
And because of the shade, Jonah was very grateful.
那第七节。
Verse 7.
那现在神又安排一条虫，一咬那个麻就枯干了。
Then God prepared a worm and the plant withered.
那太阳一出来，风又热，约拿就是很痛苦。
And the sun rose and there was a great east wind.
他很痛苦，他求死，我死比活好。
And so he grew faint and he wished for death.
那神就用这样来告诉他神的心。
And so God used this to tell Jonah about his heart.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
说这个麻不是你栽种的，一夜发生，一夜枯干，你就爱惜了。
You've had pity on the plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night.
那尼尼微城有120,000人不能分辨左右啊。
And
左右什么？
Nineveh, there's more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern their right from left.
那神岂不爱惜呢？
If God, does God not love them?
所以神要让约拿知道，神的计划是最好的。
So God wanted Jonah to know that his plans are the best.
哦，所以到这里就没有再下去了，那就要让约拿自己去想。
And so this is a conclusion, and Jonah needed to think about this matter on his own.
这是第二次的危机。
This is the second crisis.
约拿求死。
When Jonah asked for death.
但是神要教导他属灵的功课。
And God wanted to teach him a spiritual teaching.
那第三个危机就是以利亚。
The third crisis is Elijah.
我们看列王记上十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
十九章的第四节。
1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. Verse 4, But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's.
这个地方讲以利亚的侍奉发生危机。
Here it talks about the crisis and the servitude of Elijah.
他来到罗藤树下，坐在那里就求死。
He sat under a broom tree and asked for death.
我说求你取我生命吧。
He asked the Lord to take his life.
为什么会发生这个危机？
Why did this crisis happen?
因为在十九章的开始。
Because in the beginning part of chapter 19.
亚哈王的太太耶洗别说要杀他。
The wife of King Ahab, Jezebel, wanted to kill Elijah.
那这个以利亚就开始逃了。
And Elijah began to flee.
因为他怕亚哈王的太太杀他。
Because he did not want Jezebel to kill him.
那在前面一章这个以利亚面对四百五十个先知。
And in the previous chapter, we see that Elijah, he faced 450 prophets.
他都不怕生命的危险。
He wasn't afraid about the danger of his life then.
那现在一个女人一出口说要话杀他，他就怕得要命跑掉了。
But now that there was a woman who said that she wanted to kill him and he was very afraid.
那怎么会发生这样的事情呢？
And why would this event happen?
所以很显然是神的能力已经离开了他。
And it is very evident that the power of God had departed from him.
如果神的能力还跟他同在，他也不怕。
If God's power was with him, then he would not be afraid.
那为什么神的能力会离开他？
So why did God's power depart from him?
我们就先来看这个以利亚把以色列百姓信仰转回来。
We see that Elijah, he turned the faith of the Israelites back.
把假先知杀掉。
And he was able to kill the false prophets.
祷告天下雨。
And when he prayed, the rain came.
那以后以利亚去哪里？这个是关键。
And the key point is, where did Elijah go after this?
我们看列王记上的十八章。
If we look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
四十六节。
Verse 46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
这个地方讲以利亚一直跑到耶斯列的城门。
Here it says Elijah ran to the entrance of Jezreel.
那这个城门到底是什么？
And what is this entrance?
我们看箴言的三十一章二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言的三十一章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 23. Verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
这里在讲才德的妇人。
Here it talks about the virtuous wife.
她二十三节说，她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐。
Verse 23, it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders.
所以这个城门就是当时城里面的一些长老比较出名的人坐在那个地方。
And so at the gates is where the elders of the land or the people who are known would sit.
他们都是一些领导者。
And they were the leaders.
那以利亚他祷告求雨，他一直到城门去做什么？
In Elijah, he was praying for rain. Why did he go to the city gate?
他到城门以后，大家说以利亚你真厉害你看三年半没有下雨，你看一祷告就下雨。
And when he went to the gates, then people would say, How great you are, Elijah. There was no rain in the land for 3.5 years, and when you prayed, there was rain.
这个就是失去力量的开始。
This is the beginning of why he lost his strength.
所以这个属灵的侍奉跟世界上的工作真的是差很多。
So spiritual servitude is very different from the work that we do in our daily lives.
为什么巴黎有一个凯旋门？
And why is there a gate in Paris?
它差不多是整个市中心的中心点。
It is in the central part of the city.
就是拿破仑打胜仗以后盖这个凯旋门，要世世代代纪念他是一个常胜将军，他打胜仗，带给巴黎，带给法国荣耀。
And it was when Napoleon defeated many nations that he built this arc, this gate in the middle of the city, so people can remember him as a great commander.
这个是世界上的事啊。
This is an earthly matter.
但是当我们在侍奉神，
But when we are serving the Lord,
当我们开始要别人纪念我们的成就的时候，就是失去力量的开始。
When we want people to remember what we have done, this is the beginning of us losing our power and strength.
所以为什么大卫当王之后，他开始数点百姓，神就说灾殃会临到。
And so that is when King David, after he became king, God said that disaster would come.
因为帝皇的荣耀，国的荣耀在乎民多。
Because the glory and the power of the nation comes from all the people in it.
所以数点百姓就是要代表这个王的强盛。
So when he was trying to do a census of the land, that means that would reflect on the power of the king.
那这是得罪神了。
And this was a sin against God.
所以神就灾殃临到了。
And so that's why God said it's disastrous to come.
因此我们看主耶稣的侍奉是什么。
When we see the servitude of Jesus Christ.
马可福音第七章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
马可七章二十四节。
Mark chapter 7, verse 24. Verse 24. From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden.
这里讲主耶稣进到一个家，不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
It says that Jesus entered a house and he didn't want anyone to know it, but it could not be hidden.
那为什么隐藏不住？
Why could he not hide it?
他的能力太大。
Because his power is too great.
使人复活，瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，风海平静。
The blind can see, the lame could walk, and the storm could become calm.
这样一个人，他怎么藏得住呢？
How can this person be hidden?
但是主耶稣的心他是隐藏，他不要人知道的。
But in his heart, he wanted to be hidden. He did not want anyone to know.
这个就是我们的榜样。
This is our example.
所以我们今天做的是工作完成，让神得到荣耀。
Today we must complete the work for the glory of God.
但是当我们要从人得到荣耀的时候，我们已经得到我们的赏赐。
But if we want to receive glory from God, then we have already received our reward.
从人得到荣耀，我们已经得到赏赐。
So when we receive glory from men, then we have already received our reward.
在天上就没有了。
But we will not have a reward in heaven.
所以怎么在做完圣工能够隐藏自己，神才会继续与我们同在。
So how do we hide ourselves after we do holy work so that God will continue to abide with us?
所以圣经才说，我能够夸就是我的软弱。
And so the Bible says that if I am able to boast, it is to boast of my weaknesses.
保罗用神迹奇事证明他是使徒。
Paul used miracles to show that he was an apostle.
甚至最有能力的时候，影子一照过，人病就好了。
And when he had power, even those who were in his shadow could be healed.
但是他说，我能夸就是我的软弱。
He says, I am able to boast of my weaknesses.
这正是因为这个原因，所以神的能力才会跟他同在。
And because of this reason, the power of God was able to be with him.
所以我们侍奉神一个最基本的观念就是，我是无用的仆人。
So a very basic concept in a servitude is that we are worthless servants.
我是软弱的器皿，掉下去就破掉了。
I am a weak vessel. If I fall, then I will break.
如果做成什么，这是神的能力做成的。
If I do anything, this is through the power of God.
这样我们的侍奉才不会出现危机啊。
Then we will not have a crisis in our servitude.
就是神的能力才不会离开我们。
And the power of God will not depart from us.
那当然，外在的危机啊，就是因为耶洗别要杀他。
This was crisis was because Jezebel wanted to kill him.
那为什么耶洗别要杀他？
And why did Jezebel want to kill him?
因为耶洗别的利益受到亏损。
Because she had a loss in her plans.
利益啊。
And
利益啊 personal benefit 啊。
She had a loss in her personal benefits.
因为他把假先知全部都杀掉了。
Because all the prophets had died.
耶洗别就没有舞台了，没戏唱了。
So Jezebel, she no longer had a stage to show people.
当然耶洗别要杀他。
And so she wanted to kill Elijah.
但是他就逃走了。
But he fled.
所以这个也可以让我们知道，我们要侍奉神需要有牺牲的决心。
And so this tells us that when in servitude we must have a heart of sacrifice.
如果我们没有牺牲的决心，就没有办法继续。
And if we are not able to sacrifice, then we cannot continue.
那神怎么样来把以利亚再带回来？
So how did God bring Elijah back?
我们回来看列王记上十九章。
Let's continue reading 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
第五节。
Verse 5, then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat.
第六节。
Verse 6, then he looked and there by his head was a cake baked on coals in a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again.
天使把他拍醒了，给他一个饼吃，然后烤过的饼，一瓶水喝。
And so the angel woke him up to tell him to drink from the jar of water and a baked cake.
神的话是经过炼净的，神的话是饼。
And so the word of God is baked, the word of God is this cake.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is spirit, it is life.
神的话进到我们的灵，我们灵受到感动，生命得到滋润。
And so once the word of God enters into a soul, then a soul will be nourished.
那一瓶水就是活水。
And that water is living water.
就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人侍奉到很软弱的时候，到底要怎么重新得力？
And so how does a person regain strength when they are weak from the servitude?
你到处向人诉苦啊，如果我们这样做，还软弱还是软弱。
They might go to talk to other people, but they are still weak.
他也给我们一些安慰了，但是这样没有办法重新得力。
And people can encourage you and comfort you, but you cannot regain your strength.
最重要就是再吸收神的话。
The most important thing is you must once again listen to the word of God.
让神的话进到我们里面，成为属灵的粮食。
So the word of God can enter into you and become your spiritual food.
再来就是祷告。
And next is prayer.
祷告到被圣灵充满。
Pray until the point that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那以利亚吃了一次以后倒下去还是睡觉。
So Elijah, he ate and drank, and once again he lay down.
那天使再把他拍醒。
And so the angel once again woke him up.
没有新的了，同样那一块烤过的饼，那一瓶水。
There wasn't a new jar of water or cake, it was the same one.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
如果我们要重新得力。
If we had to regain our strength.
没有什么新点子、新办法，只有老路一条了。
There is no new method, no new way. It's the same old way.
认真查考神的话，默想神的话，认真祷告，被圣灵充满，就只有这条路。
There's only one way, and that is to study the Bible, to reflect on the words of God, and to pray.
那这一条路，如果我们愿意这样一直做，做到底，就会得到力量。
And if we are willing to go in this way, then and to the end, then we will regain our strength.
所以他吃了两次以后，他就起来了，走了四十昼夜到神的山，何烈山。
So after he ate this twice, then he was able to walk for 40 days to Mount Horeb.
爬山要力量的。
You must have strength to climb a mountain.
力量从哪里来？
Where does the strength
come from? 就是那两次的吃喝。
It came from these two times where he ate the cake.
所以如果一个人服侍到很软弱，退下来，好好祷告，思想神的话，这个会重新得力。
So when someone is very weak in their servitude, and they are able to just take a step back and pray and read the Bible and gain their strength.
那是不是这样就可以被神用呢？
Then can they be used by God once again?
那第九节，他跑到哪里去啊？
Verse 9, where did he go?
他跑到洞里面。
He went into a cave.
那神就问他，你在这里做什么？
And God asked him, what are you doing here?
他说 我是为万军的神大发热心。
He said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
在洞里面大发热心是起不了作用的。
He was very zealous in this cave, so it would amount to nothing.
因为洞里只有一个人啊。
Because in the cave, there was only himself.
如果大发热心应该进到以色列百姓当中。
If he was very zealous, he should have gone amongst the Israelites.
来带领他们，引导他们，这样才会发生功效。
To guide them, to take them, only then will he have fruit of his
labor. 那为什么他大发热心来躲在洞里面呢？
So why is it that he is zealous but yet hiding in a cave?
如果我们看下面。
If we continue to read.
在第十节，请读。
Verse 10. So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. I alone am left. They seek to take my life.
你看到这耶洗别用刀杀了好多你的先知。
And so he said that Jezebel has killed many of your prophets with a sword.
只剩我一人。
I am the only one left.
他们还要再寻找我。
They will continue to seek me.
意思就是说，他们会杀我像其他的人一样。
And that is to say that they will kill me like the other prophets.
所以我是很喜欢侍奉你啊，但是我出来我就被杀掉了。
Yes, I love to serve you, but if I come out from this cave, then I will be killed.
因为只剩我一人啊。
Because I alone am left.
那神跟他讲两件事情。
But God told him two things.
第一个，不是你一个人。
First, that it is not you that you are by yourself.
神说，我自己还保留了七千人。
But rather, I have reserved 7,000 people.
没有向巴利拜过的。
Who have not bowed down to Baal.
在十八节。
In verse 18.
所以这个神哦，有为他自己的工作啊，保留了一群的啊，一群的信徒。
So God had kept for his work 7,000 people.
因为这个整个圣工是神的工作。
Because this holy work is the work of God.
所以我们热心很好。
And so it is very good for you to be zealous.
但是如果我们觉得只有我一个人清醒，其他人都在睡觉，这跟圣经的精神是不一样。
But if you think that you are the only one who is awake and alert and everyone else is asleep, then this is different from the spirit that is recorded in the Bible.
神自己会留七千人。
God himself, he will reserve 7,000.
90年代我有时候也常常这样想，为什么现在的青年啊，都好像对神的事情啊，不关痛痒，漠不关心。
And in the 90s, I used to think, why is it that the youth today, they do not care about God's work?
但是过了二十年，我们看教会还很多很热心的青年。
But after 20 years, we see that there are many zealous youth in the church.
我就知道90年代那个时候想法太消极，神有自己的计划。
So I knew that my thinking in the 90s was not correct. God has his own plans.
神会为他的工作而来带领。
He will guide his own work.
那以利亚怎么办呢？
So what would happen to Elijah?
我们现在看神叫他做什么事。
Let us see what God instructs him to do.
十一节。
Verse 11.
神说你站在山上，在我面前。
Verse 11, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord.
那是神从他面前经过。
And the Lord passed by.
接下去就说，忽然有大风，崩山脆石，神却不在其中。
And later we see that there was a great and strong wind that tore up the mountains, but the Lord was not in the wind.
十二节。
Verse 12.
地震后有火，神也不在其中。
And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire.
你看那个地震啊，能力多大。
We see how powerful an earthquake can be.
烈风能力多大。
And how powerful that great wind can be.
火能力多大。
And how strong the fire can be.
但是神不在其中。
But God was not in those.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
我们在看到任何一个大有能力的，这个都不能代表神。
When we see something with great power, this does not represent God.
有没有比死人复活更大能力？
Is there a greater power than seeing the dead resurrect?
当然有啊。
Of course.
这个死人复活不能代表神的能力，就这样而已啊。
But this dead person resurrecting cannot represent the power of God.
神的能力远远超过我们用眼睛看得到的。
The power of God surpasses what we can see with our eyes.
所以地震、大风、火，神却不在其中。
So this wind, earthquake and great fire, God was not among them.
那为什么要显给他看？
Why did God want him to see this?
这一位神这么有能力要用你啊。
This great and powerful Lord, he wants to use you.
你还怕什么？
What are you afraid of?
你还怕约洗别吗？
Are you still afraid of Jezebel?
但是虽然先给他看。
But even though God showed him these things,
他还是躲在洞里面。
He was still hiding in the cave.
很显然他就没有办法被神用了。
And so he can no longer be used by God.
所以神就说，好，你去告以利沙。
And so God told him to find Elijah.
他要接续你。
And Elijah will continue his work.
所以我们今天要侍奉神，要有一个靠神不怕的决心。
So today for us to serve, we must have a determination to trust in the Lord and not be afraid.
有时候我在想哦，这个非洲啊，如果要去非洲把疾病都列出来哦，没有人愿意去的。
Sometimes when I think about going to Africa, and if you were to list all the diseases there, then no one would want to go.
到这个多米尼加。
And when I go to the Dominican Republic.
有一个工人回来，关节痛、发烧、生白点，说检验有登革热，还有什么 West Nile 的 virus。
And so there was a worker there who came back with joint pain and fever, and when they went to get examined, they had the West Nile virus.
如果考虑这么多，没有人会去的。
If you think about all these things, then no one would want to go.
那为什么会去？
But why did that person go?
我们的神是大有能力的神。
Because our God is powerful.
求神给我们信心。
Let us ask God to give us faith.
有信心就要看到神的荣耀。
To have faith to see the glory of God.
出于神的话，每一句都带有能力。
And every word of God has power.
为什么我们体验不出来？
Why cannot we experience this?
因为我们信不下去。
Because we cannot believe.
信下去，能力就出来。
But if we believe, then there will be power.
这就是侍奉的条件。
This is the criteria in our servitude.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
119首。
119.